Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 8, with Nolene and Kivasha.
Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, a podcast where brave women share their inspiring stories and give us a sneak peek in how they navigated their mountains. In today's episode, we will be talking about Let It Hurt, Let It Heal, and Let It Go. But before we get into it, I'm not alone. I'm with my gorgeous co-host, Shanice.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. And let me introduce our panelists for today. Two beautiful ladies, Nolene and Kivasha. Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast. How are we feeling today?
Feeling good.
Don't be nervous. It's just a conversation. Like, don't even worry. So I think we can dive right into it. And I think I'm just going to pose the first question to you, Nolene. So can you just briefly touch on acknowledging pain, right? And the importance of allowing yourself to feel the hurt and the initial steps in recognizing the emotions.
Okay. For me, like, I'm one of those people that I can tell you what the Bible says, but I can't tell you where it says it. But this particular verse is something that has been with me and that I lean on in my emotional moments. And it's John 11, verse 35. Simple, Jesus wept. Everyone knows it. And, you know, I always wonder, like, why did he weep? He's Jesus. He knows what's about to happen. He knows Lazarus is going to live again. And so why would he weep? Why would God put that information in there for us to know? And I think it's all to show us that it's okay to hurt. Mm. It's okay to feel your pain. It's okay to acknowledge your pain. And it's only in the acknowledging that you can accept it and then take the steps necessary to move on.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. I just also want to add that letting it hurt is actually the first step of the healing process. Mm. Because if you don't let it hurt, it means that you're suppressing everything that you have gone through, be it trauma, be it grief, be it anger. And by suppressing that feeling, what is happening is you're bottling it up and it festers into something that then has negative effects on your personal life, on your social life, on your, you know, your medical abilities as well, because it affects you physically. Mm-hmm. So letting it hurt is human, because we all are human at the end of the day, and we have feelings that, you know, society tells us to be, you know, put on a strong front. Yeah. And so what we do then is we tend not to process what we've been through because we put it behind us and we move on. Mm. So when you feel you're hurting, it's a sign that you're going through your healing process.
I love that. So hurt is inevitable. You said it yourself. We all feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, in some way, shape or form, at different degrees, right? But I think no matter the level of hurt, you have to go through the healing process. So can you guys maybe walk us through the healing process that you guys have been through and kind of just maybe the role that it has played and how to be mindful when you're going through that experience?
Okay, yeah. So I just want to share, a year ago, I stood at Siloam and I was able to testify about my healing journey. And at that point in time, I thought I'm healed and, you know, everything is good. And a year later, come to realize that, you know, when I was strongly triggered, I came to realize that I haven't fully healed and had to then go through the process again. And that's the, at that point in time, you become your biggest critic. You become, you question yourself. You question, you know, have you put out a front in front of everybody just to prove that you are strong? And God had to step in at that point and tell me that you are healed. This will never leave you. This is a part of your journey. It is a part of your life. It is a part of your story to tell. Mm-hmm. How you handle it is what is the make and or break point. Mm. So how you process, how you handle, and the steps that you take in order to go through the journey is what matters the most. Mm. So healing looks different for everybody. Mm. Healing could mean I'm taking a holiday. Healing could mean I'm plunging into ministry. I'm plunging into my work life or family life. Healing could mean that, you know, I'm just so engrossed in other things. Yeah. But then you got a question, have you actually healed?
Yes.
Or are you putting on a facade of that? Mm. Because again, we, as I mentioned earlier, we're human and we're bound to be hurt. We're bound to, and you think you've healed from something. Mm. And something totally unrelated will trigger you back to that point of your past hurt. And then you feel defeated, you feel deflated because you think, but so I'm weak, I'm not strong enough. Mm. Why is this happening? But it is your process, because it is a process that you go through daily. Mm. And you have to then make daily choices on how you're going to react. Even though I've gone through my trauma well over 20 years ago, I still sit here and tell you that it still affects me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ashamed to say that it affects me. But if I'm questioned about my actions and what I'm taking to live a better life and to feel better, I'll tell you that, yes, I am going for counseling. Yes, I am in ministry. Yes, I give wholeheartedly, because that's what healing for me is. And also learning your techniques and your abilities, learning how much you can go through and stepping away from the situation. Mm. It's very, very important. Sometimes you feel like something's overwhelming and then you got to step back and think, okay, what was it that made me feel this way? Mm. How can I not let it happen again? And you have to make conscious decisions daily to not allow it to cripple you or affect your life.
Oh. Yeah, that is so powerful.
I mean, there's so very powerful. Few moments where we're silenced.
Yeah.
To the point where
we're like just taking it.
I mean, thank you for sharing and just your vulnerability. That was so amazing to hear. So I think maybe both of you can just guide us in understanding the strength that's found in vulnerability, right? And you touched on that briefly. So, Nolene, do you have anything to maybe add to that?
I don't know how early it is for a personal story, but so for me in my life, rejection has been like the theme, you know? From early childhood all the way to the age I am now. And I think one of the biggest things it did to me negatively was cause me to harden my heart so that I would not be vulnerable. Because when I was vulnerable, people would reject me. When I was open with my love, with my kindness, with my time and effort, people would reject me. And it took me a long time, 37 years, to understand that it was because I was not dealing with the rejection that started it all, that the same hurt kept repeating itself, because God can't do anything with your pretending. Mm. He can only do something if you bring your pain to Him. Wow. So I was just performing in front of Him. The rejection was happening left, right, and center. But I'm here, Jesus, I'm here, use me. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, jumping, skipping. But I was not healing because I was pretending. Sorry. And there was one evening, somebody who was really, really close to me rejected me and betrayed me, and it just felt too much. Mm. And honestly, I was like, this is not life. Like, this is not a life I want. And while my husband and children slept, I was like, Lord, I can't do this anymore. And, you know, I couldn't sleep. I wanted to leave the house. And what I ended up doing was I got down to my underwear. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that on the podcast.
You can say anything.
But I was down to my underwear on the floor, just crying and praying. Because I said, I finally like released it to God. And I was like, okay, so this is where I'm going to like just be honest and tell you, you know, this is how much it's been hurting. This is how much it breaks me. This is how less of me there's left because all these people keep doing these things. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been telling you because I wanted to be strong and show them that I'm better off without them. You know, so, and I literally lay there and cried and cried and said to him, take it all, Jesus. I have nothing. I'm, you know, I'm wearing nothing. I'm stripping bare. I'm taking it all off and I'm giving you all of the pain. And I think that is the moment that I learned, like, unless it's absolute vulnerability, the healing can't start.
Sure. So one has to get to that point where they're like letting it all out and being very true with themselves. I can imagine that it requires a level of self-awareness as well to be like, this is where I am. This is what I've experienced. Yes, it hurts me. And Lord, have your way and deal with it. So for someone that's sitting there at home and like, okay, I hear all of that. I'm letting it. I'm asking the Lord to intervene. What tools would you suggest for them that they could use to like help them through the healing journey? And I think sometimes what makes healing quite difficult is that we feel the hurt, and then once we feel the hurt, we want to like cover it by like acting like it didn't happen, right? And living life like that part of our life didn't exist. That's what sometimes makes it quite difficult. So if we, like you saying, peeling off that layer and saying, Lord, here I am, what tools can, would you like propose that people using their healing journey?
I think the first tool is admitting that you're hurting. Because when you admit you're hurting, you're at your most vulnerable state. Also admitting your fears of your grief, of your trauma, of what hurt you, basically. Speaking honestly about that trauma, I've recently was able to do that. I just was able to speak about everything in my heart, everything that I was going through. And as much as I kept on repeating it and repeating it, and it felt like it was a release. Like each time you say it, it's a release from you because you've been holding it in for so long. So when you stand there vulnerable, you're allowing God to step in. You're allowing and you're admitting to God that you need help. Because I think vulnerability most of the time is associated with weakness. But you're not being vulnerable to show how weak you are. You're actually claiming your life back because you're able to speak about it. You can stand tall and speak about it. And, you know, because the world has enough of make-believe, where everybody sees the next person polished and the next person looking good and having their life together, and they believe that that is the standard that they need to live by. And there they are, broken soul, and still also trying to hide it because this is not how I'm supposed to be. This is not how. So when you're able to let go, you let God.
Yes.
And so I believe that, again, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of claiming back your life when you're able to say how you feel, speak openly about how you feel, and ask for the help that you need. Because if you don't ask for help, you're going to be in a constant cycle.
Sure. So powerful. You know what it reminds me of when you say that? You know how they say that a human being is a tripod being? You've got the body, the soul, and the spirit. Oh, it's a body mind. But anyway, and when hurt occurs, right, it occurs on the soul level. And then what happens is it fragments your soul, and then it sort of changes your personality. then you come up to people, when you show up now in life, you're like, I'm this person, but you with this person because you've built up this wall that you're preventing other people from getting in so that they can't hurt you. And then that also prevents you from living out how God has actually called you to be, you know, and then we can easily claim it as, oh, just that's just my personality, you know. And with that being said, maybe if we can just let our listeners know it, like after they've acknowledged their pain, they hurt, and they've going through this healing journey, how can they then live with intention? And I know you shared earlier on saying you had to make a conscious decision of how you react or how you feel about when you get triggered.
Okay. Again, the steps is to go for counseling. The steps is to claim your life back. And by doing so, you do the things that the enemy is now holding you down from. Mm. Because remember, each time you're triggered, this is not what God wants for you. This is not what God wants for you, to be constantly reminded of your past. Yeah. So when you push through those barriers and understand that God has a purpose for you, and each time you pull down by these triggers and each time you pull down by your past, that is where the enemy wants you, right? So when you push through, you find purpose. Yes. And I feel like I am a living testament to that of late, where I've now realized that through the pain that I've and the traumatic experience I've recently encountered, there was purpose in that pain, because through that pain, and it took me over 20 years, and through that pain now that I had experienced, I've found my purpose. Mm. And now then the next step is not to sit idle. The next step is not to say, okay, God, I've been through it. When it comes again, I'll deal with it. Mm. You run with it. You run with it. You don't sit in that place and feel sorry for yourself, because again, that is such a dangerous place to be with. And when I testified a year ago, I said, for 14 years, I felt sorry for myself. For 14 years, I stayed in self-pity. And because of that, I could not move forward with my education. I could not move forward with being, I was angry all the time. Mm. And the minute you start letting go and finding your purpose and living out that purpose, you then understand that there is so much more to life, and you start internally healing yourself. I had a conversation with somebody, went there in tears, crying my eyes out, ready to give up. And I sat there and she just allowed me to speak and pour my heart out. And in that time, she made me realize, and I also realized at that point, that I literally counseled myself out of how I was feeling. Because you have the answers, you just doubt yourself because you've been hurt so much that you don't realize your strengths. Mm. So the main thing for me is, when something like this happens, when you get triggered, when you get reminded of your hurt, you ask the question, what is it that God wants me to do now? And the last thing that I want to add to that is forgiving. Ooh. Forgiving. Whether you've been violated, whether you are angry with God because of the grief, whoever's hurt you, you hold that grudge towards them and you're literally hurting yourself in the process. So forgive yourself for allowing yourself to feel that way, but also forgive those that have hurt you. Because, and it may sound easy, like I'm saying it as if it's easy, and it's not easy. But once you do that, you understand that there is a world outside of your heart.
That's amazing. So I think maybe if you just have a few scriptures in closing that you want to share to our listeners, that maybe they can lean in times of struggle when they're going through hurt, if you just want to share something with them to take out of this podcast.
Okay, so since we were dealing with Let It Heal, The scripture I have for that is 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in my weakness. So to add to that scripture, I'd like to say that healing doesn't require strength. It begins with surrender. Like Nolene was saying, she surrendered it all. Mm. And that was her breaking point of her journey of healing. Mm. And then to touch on let it go, Philippians 3 verse 13 to 14 says, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. And what that means is that your past doesn't define the direction, your direction. So release it and press forward, even through your pain. Don't stay there. Release your pain to God and press forward. And lastly, that was let it go. But in terms of the last scripture that I want to share, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for good, for the good of those who love him. So whether you're hurting, whether you're healing, or whether you're releasing, God is at work, even in the mess you feel you are in.
Wow. And on that note, ladies, I think we can end it there. Thank you both so much for sharing, for encouraging. I have no doubt that both of your testimonies have touched lives and someone is going to walk away blessed hearing this word. Mm-hmm. So thank you both so much, and we can't wait to see you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.